Welcome to season 29 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I share ideas and best practices to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing this week, covering the topic of perseverance. It's important for you and it's important for me. Before we get there, it is Thanksgiving week in the U.S. And whether you live in the U.S. or not, it is my favorite holiday of the year because it gives me a chance to not only eat my favorite foods, but it also gives me a chance to be really thankful for all the things that have been given to me in my life. And I hope that you'll do the same. Find time in your calendar this week to simply write down all the things and the people that you're thankful for. You'll be amazed at what it does for your soul. Now, this week's show is all about perseverance, and we're going to start this week with a story. Two young frogs fell into a bucket of milk. Both tried to jump to freedom, but the sides of the bucket were steep and had no foundation was to be had because the surface was liquid. Seeing little chance of escape, the first frog was despaired, and so he just stopped jumping. And after a short while, he sunk to the bottom of the bucket and drowned. The second frog also saw no likelihood of success, but he never stopped trying. Even though each jump seemed to reach the same inadequate height, he kept on struggling. Eventually, his persistent efforts churned some of the milk into butter. From the now hardened surface of the milk, he managed to leap out of the bucket. Now, the moral of this story is that those who don't give up and persevere may be in for a pleasant surprise. Now, I know this is a cute story about two frogs jumping out of a bucket of milk. But the reason why we're drawn to it, and you'll never forget it and neither will I, is because it's true. Success is rarely ever built on one moment of genius. It's often built on a shameless refusal to quit. And that's true in many things, but it's definitely true in leadership. However, every single professional, you and myself included, has faced challenges on our journey. I mean, they are unavoidable and they can cause feelings of doubt and fear and frustration and a sense of defeat. I mean, a mentor of mine told me early on, he said, John, the only thing guaranteed is the struggle. And I know no one likes to feel these emotions of struggle, of doubt, of fear, of frustration. And what I've learned is that they typically cause one of two things. It causes managers and leaders to either quit or persevere. You and I get to decide. Now, perseverance is defined as the firm or obstinate continuance in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. In other words, the way I like to think of it is that the simplified John version is just the shameless refusal to quit, especially when most people or teams would give up. And my experience has been studying leaders of all different levels is that great leaders who have achieved sustained success know that what on the surface looks like talent is mainly perseverance. I'm going to say that one more time. Great leaders know successful performance looks like talent on the surface, but it's mainly perseverance. So what is this equation? How do you be more perseverant and how do you perform better? Because when I really started to dig in and look at what sustains us and keeps us going, it often is this equation for performance. There has been so much research about what underpins successful performance, and it's often reflected in a very simple equation. Ability times persistence equals performance. Say it one more time. Ability times persistence equals performance. Essentially, your talent, your God-given ability, combined with your persistence to keep going and developing those skills, and to use those words, the shameless refusal to quit, especially when people would give up, equals your performance. Because talent by itself isn't enough. But persistence alone is not enough either. What's required is both to perform at really high levels. Calvin Coolidge famously said, I love this. He said, nothing in the world can take place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. If you, like me, love this quote, if you, like me, know that at the core of performance is ability and persistence, I want to give you a few ideas to how to get better at it. Here's some proven ways to do this, to persevere. And the first way is to focus on the cause. Focus on the cause. You can't accomplish what you give up. Do you know that most marathon runners quit at mile 20? They run 20 miles. And at some point they're like, I don't think I can make it. And at that particular moment where they say, I don't think I can make it, if they don't have a deep enough cause for finishing that race, it's precisely when they will give up, first mentally and second physically. Now, whether you're a distance runner or not, there is a lot to learn about perseverance from this lesson. If you focus on the deeper cause of leadership, which is elevating others, you will keep going. Because real leaders know you can quit a job, but they can't leave leadership because people need their help. I'm going to say that again. Real leaders can't quit a job. Real leaders can quit a job, but they can't leave leadership because there are always people that need help. If you are struggling and having difficulty remembering the deeper cause of leadership, I always coach leaders, one-on-one or in groups, to go back to the source. Reach out to a previous team member that you've gotten the opportunity to lead and ask them what you did well and what kind of impact that you made on their journey. More often than not, those answers will remind you of the deeper cause of leadership. Okay, number one, focus on the cause. Number two, remember failure is feedback. This is my favorite lesson of all the episodes that we've done on the Follow My Lead podcast. Because remember, leadership is hard. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't pursue it or give up because failure is not final. I've said this so many times on this show, and I wrote it in Building the Best. Failure is a part of leadership, which means failure must become feedback. Failure is not final. Failure is feedback. When you make mistakes, don't beat yourself up. Learn from them. If leadership were easy, everyone would be doing it. And one of the best methods of learning from your failures and experiencing the mistakes of others is to keep what I call a personal leadership guide, or a PLG. And the whole idea behind a PLG is that you write leadership lessons down in your favorite note-taking app or your favorite notebook. And anytime you experience something you want to start, stop, or continue doing, or one day do as a leader, I want you to write it down. Then at the end of each year, you pull out that notebook or those notes, and you pull out the 5 or 7 most important lessons, and then you review them. And then it's a constant rinse and repeat. I hope this podcast, listening to this show, you can pull out a couple lessons. Like, if leadership were easy, everyone would be doing it. Or real leaders can quit a job, but they can't leave leadership because there are always people that need help. Whatever those lessons are for you, write them down in your personal leadership guide. And number 3, and the last one, concentrate on growth. It's a lot easier to persevere when you concentrate on your growth instead of your gaps. And the best leaders concentrate on the growth of progression, not the gap in execution. Sounded like a preacher there. The best leaders concentrate on the growth of progression, not the gap of execution. And one of the biggest reasons people quit is an unhealthy focus on the gaps in skill or execution, or just in their life in general. They're constantly looking at how far they have to go versus how far they've come. There's a really simple answer to this. Ask yourself one question. Am I actively working on getting better as a leader? And while that is a simple question to ask yourself, so few of us actually do. Because if you're actively working on getting better as a leader, and you can point to specific examples of how you're better today than you were yesterday, you, my friend, are on the right track. So to wrap this up as a close here, perseverance and the shameless refusal to quit on people and on yourself is an essential leadership skill to develop and to possess. And if you're lucky enough to keep persevering, much like the second frog in our story, or you've had a leader in your life that's been like the second frog that didn't quit on you, take the time to say thank you to them. And if you're questioning yourself, and asking yourself whether you're in the right place, I want you to know that you're right where you're supposed to be. And it's my hope that you will focus on the cause, remember that failure is not final, and concentrate on growth instead of giving up. Choose to be the second frog instead of the first frog. Because remember, those who don't give up and persevere may be in for a pleasant surprise. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home.